Welcome. Yes, you, the individual. Three things to know: strengthening public relations,
producing environment no one mistreated, white and black. For this to happen,
listen. Call 8 p.m. Mountain Time, Fridays. JusticeRadioStation.com. One word, JusticeRadioStation.com.
Accessing. Access granted. Loading.
The Liberation Show of the Nation. A goal-setting action show. Conscious talk.
Welcome everyone as we travel cyberspace, present, past, and future. Presenting the case of democracy versus justice, write the email.
Comment about personal experiences. Comment on the evidence presented.
And answer the question. Can our democracy we participate in every day produce justice and help solve the problem? Let your voice be heard. I want each person listening to analyze, think about, and evaluate everything being said. I'm Doretha Mary. Peace and love, everyone, as we travel our planet, presenting the case of democracy versus justice. Justice meaning guaranteeing that no one is mistreated, black or white, and who needs help the most receives the most constructive help in all areas of people activity in society, including economics, entertainment, education, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. To all white and non-white men and women in the Sunshine State helping to produce justice, thanks Sunshine State for networking, helping to sustain and develop volunteer tutoring, strengthening goal-setting skills, and elevating the level of consciousness about justice. Thanks, Sunshine State. To eliminate any major problem among people, we must first eliminate the problem of racism, which is white supremacy. This does not include all white people.
Let me say this again. Not all white people.
Only the white men and women who sign on to practice and promote mistreating black and all non-white people systematically based on this thing called race.
Race?
The matter, sometimes referred to as the race problem, is the basic initial unfinished business among the people of the known universe. The ultimate divide and conquer scheme was the development of a classification tool called races. Whoever came up with this classification tool came up with the most powerful political idea that the world has ever seen. So much so that it is now the most powerful religion. There's no religion more powerful than the religion of racism, which is proven to exist. Everyone without exception is in search of true love and happiness. However, to obtain future happiness, we must recognize and resolve the cause of present unhappiness. Democracy versus justice, based on the concept of the United Independent Compensatory Code System, authored by Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., an individual who inspires my growth and development, who you will hear throughout the broadcast of
Democracy versus Justice.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse.
The purpose of broadcasting Democracy versus Justice
is addressed to individual persons about what racism is and what you can do about it as an individual person on a day-to-day basis. It's a counter-racist word guide. Mm-hmm. It shows an individual person how he or she can use words to presumably counter the effects of racism, mostly by asking questions about definitions of words.
Without human consciousness, there is no world. It is the presence of human consciousness that brings meaning into the world. Without human beings in this world, conscious human beings in this world, in fact, there would not be a world. We bring the world into being through our consciousness. And through our consciousness, we create the world we live in. Out of the totality of reality, our consciousness cuts out a world that befits itself. In other words, the kind of world you exist in reflects the kind of consciousness that you have. And notice, if you change your consciousness or change your values and orientation, you enter into a different world. You interact with different people. People often that you didn't even know existed in the world. Social situations that you might not have even recognized until you entered into a new level of consciousness. You see people, say for instance, who become addicted, say to crack or something, and now enter into a whole world and enter into a whole social system that before they became addicted, they hardly noticed. They didn't know what it was all about. And they picked up new friends and new relations, whole new ways of acting, whole new purposes in life. They lost old friends, broke with old families, all kinds of things. In other words, the consciousness, that addictive consciousness, brought into the world a new foreground and put other things into the background. Therefore, man's consciousness is a creative act. And the kind of consciousness you have will determine the kind of world you create.
Right.
And consequently, when you look at the world that we live in, African people, we must recognize to a great extent, it is a world of our own creation.
Right.
It is a world that has been generated by the type of consciousness we've been permitted to be instilled in us as a people. As I told you earlier today on the radio, we talk about the white man as having power. And I want you to recognize that power ultimately has to do with a relationship between people. And that the white man's so-called power is to a great extent based upon the nature of the relationship he has with the black man. We empower him by the nature of our own behavior and attitudes as a people. He cannot be, as I said earlier, what he is unless we are what we are. To a good extent, the European is our creation. Yes. Mm-hmm. we look at our behavior, we will see that to a good extent it is our behavior, our values, our consciousness, the kind of personalities we've established in ourselves, our tastes, our desires and needs that maintain the European in this position.
All right.
We talk about the civil rights movement and the apartheid system of the South. When blacks decided just to get out of the buses and walk for system change.
Is that right?
Yes. When they just stopped sitting behind the white driver, just changing that relationship.
Right.
Changed the nature of power in that system. When they decided just to walk side by side, when they decided to walk abreast and line themselves up, because they had not walked that way before, for the end before, the relationship changed. When they kept their monies in their pockets,
right.
When they sat on those stools and blocked the other people from them, and changed the nation's interactions between themselves and Europeans, the nature of the system changed. So therefore we have tremendous power. It depends upon how we align ourselves as a people and how we decide to relate to other people in the world, because they cannot have what they have unless we are who we are. And that is why we don't have to spend a great deal of time always appealing to them and analyzing them, because we can better appeal to our own sense of self and our own consciousness. And we waste a lot of time trying to transform them, when through transforming ourselves, they will be transformed automatically.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues.
Democracy versus Justice.
This is what it's about. Let's be a little more concrete. I see consciousness as being composed of at least three elements. Contents, what I call instrumentalities, and directional organizational factors. What do we mean here? Consciousness contains the knowledge, perceived knowledge, beliefs, opinions, our conditioned emotions, our conditioned behavior, behavioral orientation, our perception of ourselves, our worldview. Consciousness also has in it our unconscious drives and motives. We're driven by things we're not even aware of. That's part of our consciousness, the mood we're in. Consciousness also contains what I call the methods of information processing. See, it's not enough just to have knowledge and facts and beliefs and have them exist in your mind. That's sort of a static type of thing. You also now must find some way of using the contents of your mind. So then how does this then falsify the consciousness of that human? Falsify it in three ways of it. You can falsify it by giving people false context, false history, false knowledge, irrelevant knowledge. You say, so you say that consciousness contains that level. Yes. So even if you can think well, even if you have the capacity for great logical thinking and analytical thinking, if you are using and applying those thinking process, false information, you're still going to come out to a ball game. Okay? Nothing. And so therefore, one of the first things our consciousness is falsified is that we fill our mind with irrelevant knowledge, or no knowledge at all, or false knowledge, false beliefs, false wishes, all kinds of fantasies.
Welcome. Yes, you, the individual. Three things to know: strengthening public relations,
producing environment no one mistreated, white and black. For this to happen,
Listen.
Call 8 p.m. Mountain Time, Fridays, JusticeRadioStation.com. One word, JusticeRadioStation.com.